different thing. Do you have like resources that kind of let you know come to you, or are you just roaming around trying to find out all the different events and things?
I'm everywhere at once, of course. No, we have lots of contacts out in our buildings, and they let us know when things are going on, and as soon as we know about it, we try to cover it.
Don't let her cut herself short. She's a rock star. Believe me when I tell you, she's an absolute rock star.
Because the key is trying to, I mean, you could do all you do there in those buildings, and if the public really doesn't know, they just think the kids are learning and they're on their way, but there's so much more that takes place.
Right.
So much more, yes. The schools are just filled with activity all day long, people coming in, guest speakers, book clubs, projects, classroom presentations. It's just on and on.
Right. There's like a YouTube channel or something.
Yes, we have a very active YouTube channel. Yeah, lots of viewers and followers.
As you know, keeping the kids engaged in the classroom is the key to great success, and our teachers are doing that each and every single day by a variety of opportunities for the kids to learn and to explore and to have fun.
Of course, we see now the construction taking place.
Absolutely. I mean,
that's, you know, sort of another visual aspect of is the buildings themselves. Tell, give us an update on some of that.
Absolutely. Well, as you know, 2 weeks ago we opened the stadium, and it was a huge, huge success. It's not 100% complete yet, but it's getting there. And as we talked about earlier with this rain absolutely kills the construction process, as I'm learning that, especially when you don't have a roof up on the building. So the stadium's going extremely well. Our five schools will be going extremely well as well. Right now we have Northwood on Abbey getting graded and the dirt and everything else getting leveled to where it needs to go for the building. Also, Ely is fenced off and is being graded as well. So we have two schools right now under construction. In the next month or two, we could have up to four schools under construction. So it's a very busy time in the district, but it's absolutely an exciting time to be a part of the Elyria City Schools.
It seems like those two schools have a race to see who gets built first between those.
Well, Ely's going to get built first because it's smaller.
Oh, okay.
So Ely's a smaller. It's a K through 4 building compared to the new Northwood campus, which is a K through 8 campus. But they're both going to be ready for that August of 2020, and it's right around the corner. And before you know it, you're going to blink your eyes, and poof, it's going to be here.
Bruce and I have talked about the massive mounds of dirt over by Northwood. We've been tempted to try to run up there, have you?
Absolutely. I have a Jeep. Well, I don't, not running, no. I have a Jeep and Wrangler, an old one that I have that I run around with in the summertime. And it takes everything to hold me back from driving my Jeep up that thing and planting a flag at the top of the, a pioneer flag at the top of the, at the top of the mound. But no, I look at those mounds every time I go by, and I always wonder, what are those mounds for? But they have a purpose.
Now, this year you opened after Labor Day, a couple days after Labor Day because of the heat in some of your schools.
Absolutely.
The new schools being built, will they have AC?
100%. All five of them will have air conditioning, and even our stadium locker room sports complex has the air conditioning, so yes. That's a decision, you know, that I made based on talking to folks out into the community, talking to parents, talking to my team within the district. And I see no sense in kids going into a classroom, for example, at Ely School on the third floor, where the rooms are registering between 110 and 115 degrees. You could only blow that air around so much. Someone says, well, put fans in the room. Sure, but you're blowing 115 degree air around. So there's no reason to get our kids sick, our staff sick. We took the 2 days, we did what was right, and our first priority, and my first priority has been since I started in this field, was to make sure our kids were safe, secure, and our staff was safe, secure, and that's why I made that decision.
Did you hear that phone ring just a moment ago? Chief Engineer Terry Zevnik won't mute his phone. It still rings like a regular phone.
Well, he's important.
I noticed Superintendent Jama kind of patted his pants as if he thought it his. Do you have that as your
ring? I have the same ring on my phone.
You actually have an old school ring?
I do have the old school ring on my phone, absolutely. Oh, I'm like, please don't let that be
somebody,
mine.
Why does somebody want that?
I was panicking. Did you see that?
I wondered if that was that, because I wonder who has those.
Yes, I was panicking.
That loud ring, but that is as well. So you're wearing Pioneer Red today?
I wear Pioneer Red every single day. It's just an incredible place to work. It's an incredible place and to be a family. And I believe that we are a Pioneer family, and I say that every single day that I go to work. We believe in family, and once you join our family, you are an awesome member of the great things that take place. But as you know, there's always ups and downs that go along with being a family as well, and we always pull together to do what's best for our kids, what's best for our staff, and what's best for our community. And I'm extremely, extremely proud of that, that we do come together as a Pioneer family, and our hearts bleed that red Pioneer.
Talking this morning with Superintendent Tom Jama from Elyria Schools, also Amy Higgins. Today's September 11th, 9/11.
Yes.
You kind of now have an entire generation of students that have lived since that time, and new ones that don't know anything beyond that. You were an educator, obviously, before all that is happening. Anything you see change, or how you teach, or what students are like, or their atmosphere, or their attitude of the world
I see a great acceptance of people, regardless of your religion, regardless of your race, regardless of your color. I see kids today, and especially in Elyria. I can't speak for other areas. I'm not as familiar as other areas in other states and across the country. But I could tell you something about Elyria is very special, that we accept everybody. It doesn't matter if you're a special needs student. It doesn't matter if you're an African-American student, if you're a white student or a Hispanic student. You are part of that Pioneer family, and we're all equal. And we all do what's best to get the job done. That's the same thing with our staff. I don't separate our staff by administrators and non-administrators or teachers and custodians, but we're all equal. And we all have a job to do. Some of us just have different responsibilities. Some of us have to make decisions at times that are tough. For example, calling off school. But our school couldn't run without everybody working together. We're like a big wheel and spokes, and we all have a specific job with that spoke. And if that spoke breaks, the wheel gets hurt, and the wheel isn't as functional as it should be. So our job is to make sure everybody's happy, everybody's working together. But since 9/11, I see people coming together in Elyria and really working together to do what's best for their neighbors, what's best for themselves, and what's best for their community.
Amy, do you see that with some of those projects that you kind of want to demonstrate or show the public through those videos or other releases too?
Oh, yes. Today, in fact, is many of our schools are doing Red, White, and Blue Day. Even though the children today weren't alive when 9/11 occurred. So what they are doing today is a reading over the PA when the kids enter, and for the youngest children, they try to explain to them why today is important and why they're wearing red, white, and blue. And the older students, they have more of a descriptive scenario of what occurred. So it is essential that the kids remember what happened and that they understand that at that time it was communities pulling together. And as Dr. Jama stated, I think that this community and these kids are very much aware of each other. They try to be very inclusive, and it's very nice to see. You see that in many, many projects throughout the district.
Well, we appreciate both of you stopping in this morning here at Rubens as we spotlight Elyria. We always bring the school on because that's really part of the community.
Yeah, we absolutely love being here.
Can't talk about a city without talking about the school. Superintendent Jama, Amy, thanks for coming in.